All right. Scientists have discovered the epicenter of internet Ludditism. Its IP address is 143.228.144.186. You may know it as the U.S. House of Representatives. The hallowed halls of Congress are a collection of tubes, I believe one lawmaker explained, but now the tubes are clogged. Andrew Noyes is a reporter at Congress Daily, the author of the tech blog, the Tech Daily Dose blog. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hey, good. I'm glad you were able to get a series of tubes plugged in there.
Yeah, of course.
That's one of my favorites.
It's like Congress and the internet. You got to go to the fine senator from Alaska, Mr. Ted Stevens. So we know Congress is a little backwards. If you email many congressmen, you get this form letter saying we don't accept email. They're kind of scared of it. But there are two congressmen who have been Twittering. What's the problem with that?
Well, the problem with that is by some folks' estimation, that they're breaking the rules of the House of Representatives. There's a proposal currently in the works that would actually regulate how members of Congress post videos on the web. So Twittering and blogging and all of that stuff actually isn't the focus of this early proposal. Although the congressman backing this plan has said that he's going to address that when the time comes.
I think, is it the case that technically, you know, doing any sort of blog post or a YouTube post or a Twitter post that's not on the official website of Congress, where I just read the IP address, that's illegal technically?
That's not illegal, but it's against the House rules, as you all were describing earlier, you know, the company handbook, if you will.
Okay, and so what happened? Someone said, well, let's test these rules. Someone said, let's reform these rules. Who's behind trying to change or rethink the rules?
Sure. Basically, what happened is about a year ago, Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked Representative Michael Capuano from Massachusetts to head up this Commission on Mailing Standards, which is also known as the Franking Commission, to take a look at revising the rules surrounding how members communicate with their constituents. The Franking Commission was originally intended to guide them on how they use the free postage with snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
If we remember the good old days there, but now they're looking at using this commission to revamp the rules in the internet age. Congress, you can criticize Congress all you want for being late to the game on a lot of things, but you know, I think Capuano, from what he tells me, we spoke at length yesterday. He's trying to do a good thing here. In his words, he's just he's trying to make it easier, really, for members to communicate without tarnishing the reputation and the integrity of the chamber, which is what he thinks could be done if folks are Twittering and blogging and posting videos on websites that have commercial or political advertising.
So if
that's really where the big problem is.
Right. But if Capuano is trying to lead an effort to reform things so that they can get some more online and internet communication, why is Republican Minority Leader Boehner framing it as an assault on free speech?
Sure, yeah. He did call it an attack on free speech. He sent out widely an internet free speech threat memo to the blogosphere, and that's really whipped up quite a frenzy. He just believes that members should be free to post really what they want, where they want it, in the spirit of communicating with their constituents. And I guess on a larger level, you really can't argue with that. But he just thinks that Capuano is taking the wrong approach here.
So does he say, yeah, we know the rule, let's just ignore the rule? He doesn't really want the rule to be rethought?
Well,
Boehner?
That's not entirely true. There are several Republicans on Capuano's commission, Vern Ehlers from Michigan, Kevin McCarthy from California, and Tom Price from Georgia, who've altered an alternative to the chairman of the House Administration Committee that will really have the final say, which they think is a better proposal. It would essentially let members keep posting content at the sites of their choosing, but they also recommend that a disclaimer could be created to alleviate concerns regarding the implied endorsement by the House of any commercial site where the members' content appears.
So tell me about the two Twittering congressmen. Are they really Twittering? Because sometimes in Congress they say, oh, we have a blog, and it's just like that day's press release gussied up like a blog. So tell me about the Twitterers.
These guys are the real deal. It's Representative John Culberson from Texas. He's a Republican, and Timothy Ryan from Ohio. He's a Democrat. They have been Twittering all over the place. They've been Twittering back and forth, engaging one another in debates over politics and policy. Culberson routinely blogs from the halls of Congress, from the floor of the House, wherever he's got his cell phone, he can do it. And he's really kind of a renegade in this space, and he's becoming the poster child for a lot of bloggers who are encouraging more transparent processes on Capitol Hill.
See, I know what's going on. The rest of Congress is very worried that they're going to have to be held to 140 characters.
Right.
They're nervous. Now, in all honesty, is it a bit of a generation clash? I did the research. The average age in the House is 55, and in the Senate it's 60.4. That's the average age. And even if corporations are run by guys in their 60s, there's usually a bunch of powerful people in their 30s and 40s. It's just not the case with Congress. Is that largely a reason for the disconnect?
Well, I think that forward-thinking, tech-savvy congressmen are the exception, not the rule. But you do have members like Senator Patrick Leahy, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He's been all over technology. Every new development, he really pays attention to. You've got Representative Rick Boucher, a Democrat from Virginia. He's one of the most tech savvy guys I know. Both of them aren't exactly spring chickens, but I think generally speaking, I think that Congress. Members of Congress really don't want to have to deal with all of these new technologies, these new platforms. But I think members like Culberson and Ryan have really found a way to embrace these new technologies and reach out to their constituents in a new way.
Andrew Noyes, reporter at Congress Daily, the author of Tech Daily Dose blog. Thank you, Andrew.
Always a pleasure.
Coming up on the show, checking in with a woman who was recently living in a FEMA trailer. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.